Oh, you be Good evening. It's good to be back in the Town Grove area, right? I'm And we're going to tell them, if y'all like what you read, we're going to want y'all to do it, tell everybody y'all know, tell everybody they know. Get on Facebook, and Facebook, Twitter, and Twitter, and Twitter. Tell everybody you know, that's what you like, bro. Now, if you didn't like it, don't say well to
women. I love Twatter.
Twatter, yeah, there you go.
I think everyone on this stage really does.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
And we appreciate y'all coming out here Thursday night to grab us on. Check out our new band, huh? Would you say hello back here on the bass guitars from New Orleans, Louisiana, the one and only Mr. Charlie Wooten, everybody. Back here on the drums, he's from Atlanta, Georgia, the Grammy Award winning Mr. Jan Rico Scott on the drums. My man, he says he's from St. Louis, but we know it's St. Charles, y'all. Only here can I make that joke work. On the guitar and singing for you, Mr. Devin Allman, everybody. Would you keep it going for the one and the only, the Funkified, right here from New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a sure or never.
And our brother from another mother, Mr. Mike Zito. And his royal seven brotherhood.
This is for my good friend Doug Burkett. Did y'all like Doug Burkett and Odd Lane? He's got a new album coming out.
You got your ways about you. Yeah. Think my way to think. You got your ways about you.
Thank you.
Been looking forward to this tour day right here for a long, long time, y'all. As some of y'all know, me and Mike Zito over here on the other guitar are flipping off that camera right there. We met...
It's an old man, he don't know how to work it.
Oh. Of course. Flipping off again. Mike and I, we met at Crestwood Guitar Center when we worked there in 1999. Long time ago. It's late at night. Oh,
So like Devin told you, you know, we met each other at the Guitar Center and never thought we were going to play in a band together. Sounds like a terrible idea, doesn't it? And then all them years later, here we are. But I'll tell you, we want to play a song for you that's, we got a brand new record out. Devin told you, just come out in May, it opened up at number 5 on the Billboard Blues Charts. Number 1 on the iTunes Blues Charts. And you can get it tonight. You can talk to our young man over here by the name of Bobby. He'll be happy to sell you a CD. We want to do a song for you now, though. This is the first song I ever had the opportunity to write with Mr. Cyril Neville here. It's called Pearl River.
Yeah!
We wrote this song in 2009. In 2010, it was the Blues Music Award Song of the Year. Thanks to you. And other people, though.
See you.
How y'all feeling out there? How y'all feeling?
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thank y'all again. We really appreciate it. Y'all want to join the band yet?
Yeah!
We're good. Hope you have a good night. Thank you.
Ice cream, man!
Help, hurry, Devin. Somebody's going to throw a full can of Busch beer at me. Devin! Devon! Devin!
So how we feeling, St. Louis? We've been touring for about 3 months. We have 7 months to go. We've got about 15 countries to go. That's it. Sorry to disappoint. We're trying to keep the hometown proud, you know? Give it up one time for my brother. From a long time, since 1999, Mr. Mike Zito, y'all.
I remember when Devin had a band called the Dark Horses, even before that run. And all I remember was they said we would go to Pops and play, and the stage would be trashed. Because we played on Sunday nights, Doug and I would play. And we were like, man, what happened? All the drunk horses played here last night.
Hey. That was when we smoked weed.
Me too.
No, Mike, you did everything.
No, not Mike.
Hey, man. Oh, good.
He's the ice cream man. You're right.
Mike is one of my most favorite people on this planet, y'all. I tell you what,
it's the hair.
It is the hair. We have a couple more St. Louis shows we just want to tell you about real quick before we get into this. Labor Day weekend, the Big Muddy Blues Festival. We are headlining that, I think it's the 1st of September, and right after we do that, over at Broadway Oyster Bar, is the last show of Devin Allman's Honey Tribe for a while we do this. So please come to both, it'll be a good time. The Broadway Oyster Bar is actually my birthday party that evening. And then I just got word that we are doing New Year's Eve at the Old Rock House. The Royal Southern Brotherhood.
Don't bring your daughter to that show, right?
So like Mike said before, Bobby over here is selling CDs. We just got a new shipment in. Hey, maybe you already got the Royal CD, but if you want one signed tonight by Cyril and Mike and me and all these guys, and then you can give the other one off to a friend and you got the good one, do it tonight. It really does help us out. It gets us to the next place. Thank you, St. Louis. We love you. This was amazing tonight.
I told my brother Cyril that he was going to have a good time here.
Yep.
And he loved it. He's loving it, man.
Actually, over the course of the last few months, Cyril kept saying, like, as we're traveling, he's like, man, I can't wait till we show your hometown what we're all about. Like, he has been psyched about this for a long time.
Yep. So,
I think this is the point in the show where Mike and I give you a little idea of what it was like to work at Guitar Center. Cheer that shit on.
You're damn right, we're in South St. Louis. Yeah. This ain't Charles, this ain't St. Charles, motherfucker. Yeah. That guitar strap is still so bad. Just worked at the brewery. He didn't like cool shit like that. You win. You win.
Harmonics in that song.
There is now.
Well, then they fucked up. Show here because the KC, you can do it all night long.
I was just about to say,
this could just be the whole show, like no band, just two guys going, all right, what about this one? I can't think that fast no more.
Request, y'all, we haven't played this on tour, I don't think, in the last 2 months, so this is just for you, St. Louis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh!